What if I told you that you can support your blood pressure and healthy CoQ10 levels with two chews a day? The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. That's like getting CoQ10 for free. Our powerful blend of beetroot, grapeseed extract, and CoQ10 supports your cardiovascular health. Visit RadioBeats.com and find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles and save 15% with the promo code DEAL.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, pamphlet on voice referendum to be translated in a record number of languages. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to meet with state and territory leaders today. And evacuation of foreign nationals from Sudan continues as ceasefire is prolonged. Information pamphlets for the upcoming referendum on a voice to parliament will be translated in a record number of languages, 35, up from 32 at the latest federal election, with an additional 20 indigenous languages. The Australian Electoral Commission says it's also working on boosting the enrolment rate of Indigenous Australians, which is currently 12% lower than the national average. The date of the referendum has not yet been decided, but will take place in the last quarter of this year. The federal government has announced $9.2 million funding to develop a First Nations water holding model in partnership with Indigenous organizations. Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have been calling for enduring water holding arrangements for more than a decade. First Nations people hold rights to about 40% of Australian land through native title, yet own and control less than 0.2% of the surface water entitlements. Native title recognizes that Indigenous people have their own systems of law and customs by which they have rights to land and waters, and that these systems have endured beyond colonization. Under native title legislation, there is no clear right to take or manage the water itself other than small amounts for cultural purposes. After hours, access to primary medical care is set to be extended as state and territory leaders meet to discuss improving health outcomes. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is convening a national cabinet in Brisbane today with health, housing and NDIS, skills and the transition to net zero emissions on the agenda. Ahead of the meeting, the government announced it would extend funding for after-hours programs to the end of June. The money will be drawn from the Strengthening Medicare Fund, which received a $750 million commitment in the government's October budget. Health Minister Mark Butler says bolstering Medicare and rebuilding general practice were priorities for the government. Also, during the National Cabinet, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will be pitching his plan for growth. Part of the plan is an overhaul of the migration system. A once-in-a-generation review found Australia's system to be broken. It would increase the minimum salary for sponsored workers to $70,000 and create a pathway to permanent residency for the over 2 million temporary migrants in the country. President of the Australian Council of Trade Unions, Michelle O'Neill, says she welcomes the evidence-based approach.
So we want to make sure that there's a system that is based on rigorous, independent verification of shortages, that local workers are given the opportunity to train and find the jobs that are there for the future, and that we bring migrants to this country in a way where there's a genuine shortage, but also that we support them and make sure that they're not vulnerable to exploitation.
A new program will invest in hypersonic weapons and quantum and next-generation technologies for Australia's Defence Force. The government has announced it will funnel $3.4 billion in funding over the next decade to create the Advanced Strategic Capabilities Accelerator Program. The program will aim to leverage Australian innovation to feed new technologies in the Defence Force. There are six priority areas listed under the program, including hypersonics, quantum technology, and long-range fire capability. Operations will begin on the 1st of July and will replace the existing Defence Innovation Hub and Next Generation Technologies Fund. Evacuation missions continue in Sudan as the nation's army and a paramilitary force battled in Khartoum on Thursday. The two warring factions said they would prolong a ceasefire agreement by 72 hours despite violence in the country's capital and the western region of Darfur. Hundreds of people have been killed in almost 2 weeks of conflict between the army and their rivals, the Rapid Support Forces. During a visit to Washington on Thursday, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres thanked the US for its efforts to help evacuate UN and other personnel in Sudan.
I want to express my gratitude for the support that US security officers have given to the important operation of relocation that we did. A convoy of 1,200, both staff members of the UN, but also of NGOs and different missions, from Khartoum to Port Sudan in the middle of a very difficult situation.
The U.S. Secretary of State has praised a 70-year-old alliance between the U.S. and South Korea during a luncheon at the State Department. It comes as South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol visits the White House to commemorate the 70th anniversary of a mutual defense treaty signed after the Korean War. Mr. Yoon's visit marks the first South Korean presidential state visit in a decade. At a state dinner at the White House, Mr. Yoon sang the first verse of American Pie after U.S. President Joe Biden invited him to do so in recognition that it was one of his favorite songs. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the 70-year alliance between the two countries remains strong.
It has been 70 years since the United States and the Republic of Korea formed our alliance, making official a bond that was forged by Korean and American soldiers in the crucible of war. We go together. That was their motto. And indeed, they lived and fought and died shoulder to shoulder.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump has declared he will seek re-election in his first public reaction to current U.S. President Joe Biden's campaign launch. The speech comes 2 days after Mr. Biden kicked off his own re-election campaign, presenting himself in the same way as he did in 2020 as a buttress against Trump's Make America Great Again campaign. Speaking at a campaign event in Manchester, Mr. Trump announced he will challenge Mr. Biden at the 2024 presidential election.
The choice of this election is now between strength and weakness, between success or failure, between safety or anarchy, between peace or conflict, and prosperity or catastrophe. We are living in a catastrophe.
NATO's chief says NATO allies and partner countries have delivered more than 98% of promised combat vehicles to Ukraine during Russia's invasion. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Ukraine has received more than 1,550 armored vehicles, 230 tanks, plus what he says has been vast amounts of ammunition, equipment and training for 9 new brigades. More than 30,000 troops are estimated to make up the new brigades. The military alliance's chief says his assistance will put Ukraine in what he calls a strong position to continue retaking occupied territory. And to sport, in rugby league, the North Queensland's Cowboys NRL season of war continues after a 44-6 loss to the Cronulla Sharks. After reaching last year's preliminary final, the Cowboys are struggling to replicate the performance in 2023. Last night's heavy defeat to the Sharks leaves them with a 3-6 record. North Queensland's coach Todd Payton says the match was far from rugby league standards.
Spent a lot of time at our own end for that first 30 minutes. I thought we got it back into a bit of an arm wrestle there, got a try just before half time, but then conceding one quickly after half time and two blokes in the sin bin, it was just become too difficult.
And now having a look at the weather around the country this Friday: Broome, sunny 34, Perth, sunny 21, Adelaide, showers 19, Melbourne, showers developing 22, Hobart, a shower 220, Albury, Wodonga, cloudy 20, Canberra, similar conditions 22, Wollongong, sunny 26, Sydney, much the same 26, Newcastle, sunny day 27, Brisbane, a shower 225, Townsville, partly cloudy 28, Cairns, mostly sunny 29, Alice Springs, cloudy 27, Darwin, similar conditions and a top of 35, and the Torres Strait Islands, a sunny day ahead and a top of 30 degrees. And that is NITV Radio News.